Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. And we're going to finish up what we started talking about last week, talking about how to overcome our world system. And again, the world system you have to deal with is going to be different than what anybody else has to deal with, because you're going to be bothered by the circumstances that God has created for you. And though we have a lot in common, our circumstances, the peer pressure, the time constraints, our challenge of dealing with time, we all have that in common, and yet how that affects us, we bring our own history, we bring our own temperament, we bring the own whatever training God has for each one of us individually. And so we don't want to be under the idea that what we're going through, everybody else has gone through like we're going through it. Odds are we all face the same circumstances, the same situations, but one situation is not necessarily going to be thoroughly relatable by others. And this is why it always comes back to, what is God saying to you? What does God want you to learn? What is He teaching you? And so we want to be aware that even when we are in the process of overcoming, even as a particular situation, God may put us in the exact same situation again, and we may think, okay, we now know how to handle this. But very often the goal is, now you've learned how to handle it this way, now I want you to learn how to handle it this way. The goal is not just to learn how to do one thing. It's how to do many things. God knows the training you need, and so He's going to put us into situations that we can't handle. You know, if you could handle the situation, you wouldn't need God. He puts us in situations we can't handle, that are too great for us, to stretch us to depend on Him in that area. I know it's kind of opposite to what so many of us have been taught, that God doesn't put us in a situation we can't handle or that's too great for us. But absolutely, He certainly does. He even did that with His own Son. The situation was too great for Jesus. But He knew better than to change it Himself. He actively participated in what His Father was doing, even though it caused Him such great pain. And, you know, looking at His circumstances, He could have gotten into a similar situation. You know, there were many times when they wanted to kill Him. They wanted to throw Him off the side of the cliff and wanted to kill Him other times. But His time was not yet. And perhaps Jesus even thought maybe He would get out of this. Maybe His time, He knew that at some point in time He was going to be that lamb, but maybe He didn't know that this was the time. We can hardly imagine what he struggled with and what his doubts and his fears. He was fully man, and he had those doubts and fears, just as we do. But he knew his Father. They were one. They are one. Just as you and I are one with him, in him. And that's what he made possible. His goal was not to allow us to escape the consequences and the attacks of our enemies, but to overcome them and learn from them, to be more conformed, to become one, spirit, soul, and body. And because our spirit is already one with God, our soul and our body are catching up. So when we look at the world system, we can go, okay, Lord, what am I learning? There's going to be a lot of times when we don't know, when he doesn't tell us. He is under no obligation to explain himself to our understanding. And yet, he wants us to ask. He does not want us ignorant, but he does not want us presumptuous either. It all comes back to the simplicity of knowing him, knowing that he loves us because we have experienced his love, not because we believe it or have faith or because it's written down somewhere or we sing it or we feel like he does, but because we have experienced his love in our lives. Now, you may be going through a period where you go, okay, by what's going on in my life, I know he doesn't love me. Because if he loved me, he would never let this have happened. God loves you because that's his nature. That's who he is. That's what he does. But you need to take that to him. You need to take that belief, that script, that thought to him and say, God, what about this? This terrible thing, this disappointing thing, this hateful thing, is this from you? Why are you allowing this to happen? And let him talk to you about it. Let him explain. Let him put his finger on whatever it is that's portraying him, misrepresenting him to you. It may be other people. It may be your flesh. It may be your own belief system. We talked a little bit about this last week. We believe that if we do the right things, if we memorize scripture, if we attend church, if we tithe, if we give, if we're the perfect husband or wife or the perfect boss or employee, then God will make a way. If we do X, Y, and Z, God will, even if it's the 11th hour, he will make it right. He will come in and save the day. Then a lot of times he doesn't come in and save the day. And so we blame him. Or we think, okay, I must not have given enough. Or maybe it's a generational curse, or there must be sin in my life. We look for an explanation rather than thinking, maybe what I'm believing isn't true. And this is why it's so important to learn to hear God when we have those quiet times. Because it's often so hard to hear him when we're in the middle of battle. So what does What do we learn from how Jesus overcame? Now remember, we have three categories of enemies: the world system, our own flesh, and the devil and his buddies and his tactics. We have, because in our spirit we are fully dependent on God, we have already overcome the world system and the devil. But it is only through dependence on God that we can overcome our flesh. And we overcome it through dependence. So we are learning just by the basics of having those three enemies in our lives. We are learning two aspects of authority, of overcoming, of victory. Both the victory because we are already in dependence, and the victory of being dependent. And overcoming the flesh by becoming, rather than being independent of God and working hard and striving to overcome something, learning that distinction of rest and patience and dependence. So we're learning two aspects of depending on God, that because we are dependent on Him, again, in our spirit, we already have the victory over the world and over the devil. So we have that authority. But we don't have that same victory and authority over our flesh, because Jesus did not get that victory for us. That victory is not found in the spirit. It is found in through dependence in the spirit. That's something we gain for ourselves, by our soul being subjected to our spirit. So these are things we are, you know, it's, this is not what we are being taught. That this is how we handle one thing through faith and through, you know, name it and claim it. And every different church, every different branch, every different theology and doctrine, and each one of us individually has a different way of approaching it. But we settle for things that don't work. But we look at how Jesus did it, and He did it His way. And we're not going to do it the same way He did it. My approach to overcoming is going to be different than yours. And that's the way it's supposed to be. The point being that you need to get on the training schedule that God has for you. Do not be ignorant of what He's doing in your life. He does not want you to be. He wants you to be fully aware. There's going to be plenty of things that you're not going to know about. So pay attention to the things you do know about. Let's look at how Jesus overcame the world when He was here on this earth. He overcame as a man who was also God. He was tempted in every way that you and I are. He was inhibited. He had all the circumstances, all the enemies that you and I have, except flesh. Because He never sinned, because He always had His needs met by His Father, He never developed flesh. Other than that, He overcame the world and the devil the same way you and I overcome the world and the devil, because of our new nature as spirit. Now, that's, of course, not true if you are dead in your spirit. We are talking specifically about those who have been born again, reborn as spirit beings. And last week we talked about those areas of the world the system of success, our personal circumstances, our level of life skills, our history, the way we enter into each day. We bring yesterday and the day before and the day before, the way we approach it, our work history, our health history, our family history, our confused identity. Who are we? We approach each day with these handicaps, that we are believing lies, that we don't know who we are. We have needs that we approach each day with. Physical needs, financial needs. We're a certain age. We were born into a certain ethnic area. And this is where we're at. And that brings us to probably our greatest struggle is with time, because there never seems to be enough. And we find it so hard to escape the mistakes we've made in our past. And we're afraid of the future, and we have a hard time handling our present. And so we already feel defeated very often just when we get up, that today is not going to be any better than yesterday. And these are all facets of the world system that Jesus also had to deal with, but that he overcame. Jesus overcame the world system of success because he kept his focus on his Father. And he relied on his Father to encourage him, to motivate him, to keep him on the right track. He trusted his Father that his Father would provide the training and whatever he needed so that he would have it when he needed it. He knew his Father would prepare him for the day he hung on that cross. He knew it wasn't up to him, but that he knew his Father loved him and would have him ready for what he had for him to do. And he understood that just because he was successful in the eyes of his Father did not mean he would be a success in the eyes of others. His world, our world, he's always going to have enemies. He's always, don't think that you can convince somebody who is not a spirit being that Jesus was who he was. Without having him revealed, it is foolishness. But Jesus also knew he would rule and reign, but on his terms. And that's what we are challenged to do in dealing with the world's concept of success, is we are challenged to measure our success based on what are we ruling and reigning over, not looking to the world system to establish this is where our success is. Jesus also overcame his circumstances. He was able to see what was going on in his life in terms of that training, in terms of what his Father was doing. And he was on board. He was fully aware and committed and devoted to what God was doing in his life. He wasn't thinking in terms of making a mistake or being a victim. His Father didn't drag him to the cross kicking and screaming. Was he scared? Absolutely. Did he want to do it? Absolutely not. Was he looking forward to it? Absolutely not. He knew it was going to be bad. But he had volunteered for this job. And in doing that, he knew both the price and the reward. And this is something you and I will be dealing with as we go through this life, is overcoming that victim mentality You are not under anybody else's control. You are not a victim. Bad things may happen to you, but you are only a victim of them if you let them continue to control you. Jesus also overcame a lack of life skills. When we look at the circumstances under which he was born, you know, he was an outcast. His family was an outcast. He was born into very low estate. He was, if you pick somebody, okay, this guy is going to change history, you would not think it would have been him. It would not be someone like him. But somewhere along the line, whether as a child or later in life, Jesus learned the life skills that would be necessary to fulfill what God had planned for him. He learned obedience through the things he suffered. He learned from his father. Now, he also learned from his circumstances, from his parents, from his siblings, but he recognized that those were all parts of his circumstances that God had placed in his life to train him. So if there are areas in your life that you feel you are not equipped for, get equipped. If you don't know how to handle finances, get equipped. If you don't know how to handle relationships, get equipped. Jesus overcame the world's confused identity, who he was. He overcame that because he knew who he was through experiencing what his father said about him, a relationship with his father. The closer you are to God, as far as your understanding, as far as what's going on in your soul, your spirit, you can't be any closer to him. But in your soul, the more time you spend with him, the more you are able to see yourself from his perspective. When we talk about us overcoming the world, we follow that same pattern. Just as Jesus overcame his physical and financial needs, he overcame time. He did not see himself as a victim. You and I do the same. We overcome the world. We overcome our circumstances. We overcome our lack of life skills and our needs the same way Jesus did. We recognize that the battle to overcome the world is his battle. He's already won it. We follow the training exercises that he gives us. When he gives us a test, that's what it's for. It's not to prove us as failures. It's not to show us how we're doing things wrong. It's so that we can get them right. And our reward is to become more whole, complete, entire, spirit, soul, and body. Now, we are fighting an enemy. The world system is an enemy. The world system does not want you to be free. When you start establishing your own system of success, when you start establishing your own way of dealing with the world system, it will fight back. And I'm sure you've had that experience. When you start doing something new, when you start changing, change is hard. And one of the reasons it's hard is because you will affect your relationships. If, for instance, if you've been in a business that maybe does something shady, and you have to decide, am I going to be honest and quit this job, maybe turn in your boss if it's illegal? Or are you going to compromise? When you start doing that, you're going to affect your livelihood, your relationships, your financial plans. But as you start changing, as God starts putting you in the training situations and saying, this is what I want you to learn. And that's the way he talks to us. This is what I want you to learn. We will have to change. But we embrace that change. And by the embracing of it and not seeing ourselves as a victim of a bad boss, for instance, of an evil man, or this world is evil. No, it is what it is. God created your world for you. Don't get caught up in railing against it. Just overcome it. Your goal is to learn to rule and reign over your circumstances, your situation, right now. You rule over yourself, and you reign over your circumstances. In one hand, it's simple. In another, it's a day-by-day, moment-by-moment, circumstance-by-circumstance thing. But you will come out the other side. God does have an end for you. It may not be what you want it to be. It may not be what you expect. But do know that what that end is exactly what he had planned for you to learn in that moment. Give him time to share with you from your past, what you have learned, the progress that you have made. In the meantime, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great weekend, a great Independence Day, a great time with your family and friends, but also take time to let the Lord talk to you moment by moment, day by day, training session by training session. Feel free to drop me a line at diane@wecanprepare.org. Thanks again for tuning in. Have a great weekend.